Some parts of New Orleans are being reopened, including the French Quarter, but the bulk of the city is still off-limits to residents. Like thousands of others, Mary Jacobs is worried about her home. Jacobs and her husband evacuated with the first news of Hurricane Katrina. They and 14 other family members ended up in Chicago. Well, that's where NPR's Cheryl Corley first met them. Cheryl is now down in New Orleans, and she went to check up on Jacobs' property.
Mary Jacobs is 48, a hotel worker. And this week I traveled to her home. It's in the Gentilly neighborhood, one of the hardest hit by Hurricane Katrina floodwaters. I gave Mary a call when I got there.
Mary, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Your house is right on the corner. Is it a pink house?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to park the car here so I can tell you what's going on here.
Okay.
All right, hold on. I'm just going to pull over. Yeah, okay. This big tree is like pulled up out of the roots here.
Okay.
And your door is wide open.
I wonder why that'd be wide open.
They searched it today. They got a today's date on here.
Did they write anything on my walls or anything, though, when you found the front door open?
Well, the search and rescue crew puts, they put down that they've searched the house and they didn't find any hazards in the house. That's a good sign. They have a 00 on there. That means that they did not find any hazard. So it looks like you might not have any structural damage, at least initially, to the house.
Okay.
That your walls may be intact. Okay, I'm looking inside the door now. The door is open. Your screen,
okay.
your iron door is still there.
Okay.
Oh, but inside your house, you got a lot of, it's just stuff all over the place.
Is you able to see that big TV? I know that's full of water, too.
It's difficult to get to the television, even though it's large, 52 inches, and strategically situated on one of the sofas in the room. The blades on the ceiling fan are broken. The watermarks left by the floodwaters are several feet high. The colors in some framed photographs have run together. A picture of the Last Supper hangs askew on the wall. There's no evidence of Mary's wedding photo, but there are other framed photos on the floor.
Okay, here. I'm picking up the picture of your daughter.
Oh, the picture of my daughter?
Yeah. Here's a picture of your son. I'm going to put that up.
That one was still up there, the Lord's Supper.
The wall covering in the room has been ripped off the ceiling and the walls. Only strips remain. Before the hurricane, Mary was remodeling.
That's what I was doing. Sure was. The bedrooms and everything.
Yeah.
And just put toilets, vanishing, mirror, and all that.
It is best to investigate in boots and gloves. The neighborhood is thick with mud. The floodwaters have been drained for the most part. Just the leftovers of the hurricane remain. In front of the house, one of the family cars is saturated with water and mud. The back window busted open. A neighbor's fence and a doghouse rest against it. There are bones in the garage.
Our dog might have died. Our dog died, I think.
The loss is palpable on this street. A row of empty houses and vacant cars. There's no one here, but the houses, even in their dilapidated state, look much better than some of the others in town. Most of the windows in Mary's home are intact, and the roof still looks strong. But Jacob says her home has been hit with floodwaters before. She's afraid it may not be salvageable.
Cheryl, could you estimate when you think we'll be able to come, like I can come and see it for myself?
That might take a while. Only the French Quarter, the Business District, and the city's Algiers neighborhood are open to residents.
All right, I appreciate everything, and I was glad you was able to tell me everything was up with the house.
Okay.
At least I feel a little better. Like you said, it wasn't better than some of the other little houses and stuff. Could you just keep me in touch and let me know, when you think it's safe that we're able to come through?
Yeah. I'll let you know.
Thank you for everything.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Cheryl.
That was NPR's Cheryl Corley speaking with New Orleans resident Mary Jacobs.